From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone and welcome to our Gospel program. We start a new chapter in John's Gospel today. It's chapter 13. It is most timely because the chapter deals with the Saviour's last Passover before his crucifixion, and at this present time throughout the world, the Jews are observing the Passover. Please remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We have the final study of the story of the rich young man who fell short of entering God's kingdom. Now here's a hymn. It's the old-fashioned Revival Hour quartet singing, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, I'll Be There.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called a thunder, I'll be there. When the roll is called a thunder, 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 I'll be there. Let us lay before the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us ponder on his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll
our topic this morning is divinity, devotion, and depravity. We're looking at John chapter 13 and the verses 1 to 3. The chapters 13 through to 17 of John's Gospel records words and actions which do not appear in the records written by Matthew, Mark, or Luke. We are deeply indebted, therefore, to John for his record, inspired, of course, by the Holy Ghost, for it contains that which is for our meditation and learning. The chapter begins with a clear indication of the time of these events. Now, before the feast of the Passover, we can have no doubts about when the Saviour was crucified. It was at that time when that which is the clearest foreshadowing of his sacrificial death took place, the Passover. At the time that the great deliverance from Egypt was being recalled by the annual reenactment of the sacrifice and eating of the Passover lamb, he who was typified and pictured by that event was crucified to deliver his people from the bondage of sin and to provide sustenance for their souls. Jerusalem would be crowded with Jews at that time of the year as they gathered from all parts for this, the greatest of all the Jewish feasts. The nation would be an eyewitness of the death of its Redeemer. Sadly, very few in Jerusalem at that time saw the connection or recognized the Lord Jesus for who he was. Is that not still the case? He is still the unrecognized Redeemer of man. In the verses 1 to 3, we have presented to us a number of vital truths. First of all, we are reminded of the deity of our Savior. Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God, and went to God. Verses 1 and 3. The Lord Jesus knew from eternity the course of events that awaited him when he came into this world. Such knowledge, while increasing his sufferings, did not deter him. You and I may face tomorrow with a great degree of peace and calmness, for we are ignorant of what tomorrow holds for us. But what if we knew beforehand whatever tragedies may await us in the future? Would that not greatly increase the sufferings we would endure? Christ knew all about the bitterness of those who would despise his words and dismiss his miraculous deeds. He knew all about the failures of his disciples, their unfaithfulness, their disbelief and doubts about his claims, and their craven cowardice. Furthermore, he knew all about the sufferings and agonies of the cross and what it would mean for him. Indeed, he knew about the cross that which we will never know, for it lies beyond our comprehension. Christ died in the midst of darkness. We read, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour." And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 to 46. The old sacred song states it well, "But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night the Lord passed through, ere he found his sheep that was lost." But the Savior knew it all perfectly, from the beginning of all things. Secondly, we must note the Savior's abiding love for his people. "Having loved his own which are in the world, he loved them unto the end." Verse 1. He loved them even though he knew they would desert him most shamefully in a very short time. Here is the central motive of redemption. It is the very marrow of the gospel message. The Bible plainly proclaims Christ's love for his people. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. He loved us despite our sin and iniquity. He loved us despite our deserving of wrath and damnation. His love was to the degree that he took into union with his eternal deity man's nature and died, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. How glorious are those words, "He loved them unto the end." Verse 1. The love of Christ knows no faltering or decline. He will love to the end. The narrow selfishness of man cannot comprehend such love to its full depths. But this love is what the preacher must ever proclaim, with care to maintain only that which the Bible says about it. The third thing I want us to notice is the depths of self-deception the human heart is capable of. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Verse 2. Judas had professed faith in Christ. He was among the Saviour's closest disciples. He had accompanied with him for 3 years and had been involved in various labours in the Saviour's name. Here he was partaking of one of the chief ordinances of the Old Testament church, the Passover. And yet he was not what he appeared. He was a fraud and a traitor. While his company suggested a love for Christ, his heart really belonged to the devil. His heart was open to the devil, but closed to Christ. Judas is not unique as far as hypocrisy is concerned. There are all too many like him. Paul wrote to Titus, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." Titus chapter 1, verse 16. Their lives make liars of their lips. That's the hypocrite. Judas held high rank in the professing church. He mingled with Peter and Matthew and John. But he was not truly one of them. High office is for some a guarantee of genuineness. How wrong it is to gauge a person by their claims and by their circumstances. Judas teaches us that. Judas is in hell today. Nothing of his religious activities could save him. Dear listener, do not depend upon your activities, your works, or your company. Rather, by faith, cling to Christ alone for salvation. Only his blood can pardon us. Remember, the Bible gives us the mark of a true believer. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. The heart that loves Christ will be moved for the welfare of others, and it will be moved against the world, which is at war with God. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.